Fresh Takes. Hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Ketchum, Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up. Here to talk Daredevil, Born Again, Episode 7, Art for Art's Sake, here with Meme. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
We are here to talk about the show we absolutely love. Wait, no, this is the One Piece episode.
Yeah, not yet.
Talking about Daredevil episode 7, the Muse episode? I don't know. Or is the last one the Muse episode? The second, the finale Muse episode?
Yeah.
Spoilers included?
Yeah, definitely spoiler alert.
Muse dies.
Yeah, the unfortunate ending of the Muse chapter for now, it seems.
So it seems. You never know. It's a comic book movie. We did see a dead body, though, so it's... usually means that he's dead, right?
Yeah. I don't know how fast you want to get into it, but I did see some things, some ideas.
Oh.
Just learned a bit more background about Muse as a character from the comics.
Oh, okay.
Might do things, so.
Well, let's leave it for I Got Some Questions segment.
Yep.
Bringing back the segments, the first one is, what happened? I mean, that's... you know, the obvious.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, what happened in the show. All right.
Yep.
So, just kind of briefly going through the episode, what happened? First thing first, Angela tells police about the Muse. She's in the hospital. She tells about Muse, tells about Daredevil, and now Daredevil is back. Heather, I believe this was at Matt's place, kind of approaches Matt Murdock in a shower. Doesn't really explain it. I assume it was after the fight. She sees the scars and bruises, kind of starts to question him. Matt does the good old, I'm just going to redirect with sex so that she can be distracted. Yes.
Classic Matt Murdock mover.
It is a very classic Matt Murdock move. Also a classic male move, I feel like. Mm. I've done it before. So I got out of watching Frozen.
No comments.
Heather calls out Matt's unhealthy grieving practices, and then he has a lot of trauma that he... you know, berries, no shit. If you know anything about Matt Murdock, that is classic him. Detective Kim tells Fisk that Daredevil has returned and that Bastion Cooper is the main suspect, which is very convenient and very quick that they already have their main suspect.
Like immediately.
Yeah, this show is very, everyone's really efficient at their jobs. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, there's still so many criminals.
The police don't do their jobs, but when we see them, they're very efficient at doing their jobs. Luca, who is a part of the Vanessa Fisk, the crime family, I forget exactly what person. Wait, is he part of the tracksuit?
The tracksuit?
Yeah, the tracksuit mafia.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I mean, he wore a tracksuit, so.
Okay.
Probably.
I forget. I'm like, this is like where the Hawkeye show. If you watch it, I do not remember. I'm pretty sure he was part of that show. Anyway, Luca wants Vanessa to be the criminal again and kind of run that criminal empire. She kind of just tells him, your job is just to lay low for the moment. Bastion Cooper is Heather's patient, and he more or less reveals to her that, hey, I am Muse. You have inspired me to become the real person. And, of course, the first thing Bastion does is, I'm going to murder you. Classic Bastion, classic Muse. You know, hey, you just randomly walk upon me, you're going to get murdered.
Mm.
How is he not found yet? I thought police were very efficient at their job.
Yeah, well, they were good at figuring out who it was. They weren't good at finding him.
They're good at finding him or, like, identifying him once they know about him. Not good at realizing there's a serial killer when 60 people are missing.
Yes. Yep.
Also really bad at stopping regular petty criminals. Apparently. Fisk. Both Wilson Fisk via Detective Kim and Daredevil find evidence of Muse's next target, which is, of course, Heather Glenn. the girlfriend of Matt Murdock. And Daredevil arrives at her office to rescue her, leading to a pretty exciting fight where Daredevil was very much, you know, leading that fight very well. There was a part where he was going to, Muse was going to kill her. He puts a, I forget what his weapon
is. When he shoots it right through his shoulder. Yeah, that was good.
Shoots it right through his shoulder, pulls him back.
Scorpions him.
Get over here.
Yeah, that's what I said when he did it.
I didn't even think about that until you said it, but yeah, get over here. Matt's more like as he's screaming.
Yeah.
Very primal rage.
Primal grunts.
Charlie Cox is really good at the primal screams.
Yeah. I mean, he's a highlight. He's still good.
Yeah, he's very good. Also plays he plays arrogant Matt Murdock, like, overly well. To the point where, like, I don't like Matt Murdock in the series. He's kind of an arrogant prick. Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
And Charlie Cox is pretty good at playing that role.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should give a little credit to Charlie Cox, because maybe the writing isn't as good as we were hoping, but he has done a good job playing Daredevil.
Hey, we weren't We weren't at the part where we're complaining about the writing yet.
Yeah, well,
it's a Canadian.
I'm getting ahead of it.
Yeah, so Muse and Daredevil fight. Heather inexplicably kills Muse when there's like three shots. Daredevil stabilizes Heather because she passes out because Muse got her cut and she's bleeding out. Vertically too, which is very deadly. Pain for horizontal, death for vertical. I don't remember where I learned that. It was a show, I swear.
Yeah. Moving on.
Daredevil stabilizes her, but says her name in the moment. Heather. Also says it like he, you know, knows her. Daniel Blake threatens BB to remove the witnesses so that Fisk can take credit for saving Heather. He ends up taking credit publicly with the mask saying, "We got him," gives credit to his task force. Even though, and then, you know, Blake pretty much says this is a carrot and a carrot and a stick situation.
Carrot and a stick situation, yeah. With a very big carrot and a very big stick.
Mm-hmm. Also, did you realize that the guy, because like when the guy was doing it, I'm like, oh, this is very like Tony Soprano of him. And then I realized it's literally the actor's son who plays him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was just like, this guy reminds you of Tony Soprano so much.
Yeah.
And then I was looking up information for this episode. I'm like, how the fuck did I not realize Tony Soprano's son is in this show, essentially being Tony Soprano? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to tell my dad that. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I thought about your dad, too, because you said he was watching Sopranos, not so happy about the ending, which I love, by the way. But yeah, I'm like, okay, it makes sense why this guy's in the show, because it's like, who is this character? Why is he getting so much screen time? He does remind me of like a younger Wilson Fisk.
Yeah, he got that vibe, that conniving, you know, like unassuming on the outside, but you know, maybe a little bit darker. And
you don't, this reference would probably be lost on you. I think you would enjoy the show. He reminds me of Greg from Succession. And that's a show about
Greg.
And Succession is about the show, like basically it's about the Murdoch family in real life, Fox News, and Greg is like a great nephew of like the owner, and he basically just like slither and slimes his way to like higher positions, and that's who Daniel Blake reminds me of. Just like this goof who does that, like has no place being in here, like in the same room. But between like his loyalty and his sliminess, he somehow like gets his way to the top. And this is very gross to watch, but also just like a like low key, you know, root for those characters.
Yeah. Yeah. Love to hate them.
Kind of, but I also kind of love them, but I'm like, I shouldn't. Heather reveals to Matt afterwards that Dee Dee said her name. Matt also kind of revealed like, hey, you had no choice, where she kind of gave him that look of like, you wouldn't know that. Yeah. How'd you know? Also, you said my name.
She saw the bruises. And she's not dumb. She knows that he knows people, you know. Assumedly would be able to put things together.
Yeah, that's for I got some questions.
Oh, there's the last little bit at the end.
Yes, and then
with Kingpin.
Vanessa seemingly sends Luca to kill Fisk, but Fisk is rather prepared, has his guy kills Luca, and then tells the guy, hey, ask Vanessa if she wants some food sent home.
Yeah.
And that is where we leave the episode, and that is what happened on Daredevil Born Again, Episode 7. Art for art's sake. There wasn't a whole lot of art talk in this episode.
Not a lot.
No. I like the title, though.
Yeah.
Even Muse didn't really do a whole lot of art. There was a canvas at one point in the fight, and I think he was trying to make some art. You know, drew with the blood. But we didn't really get the final picture.
No.
All right, so I got some questions. And then we can talk about the show at large, because I think overall these questions kind of cover it.
Okay.
Does Heather have a clue of Matt being Daredevil prior to the shower? And then does she know now?
Prior to the shower, maybe. I mean, she was always suspicious about him hiding things.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now, I mean, she's got to know now.
Well, the evidence is there that, like, he's got some bruises. Matt's doing the whole, I fall, I'm blind, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think she definitely knows now. I'm not so sure about before.
I mean, this writing is pretty, I feel like it's pretty clear kind of like where we're going. I think she either knows or she knows there's something. I feel like at this point she's going to know. She's going to confront him. Like, you're Daredevil. You're something.
Who are you?
Yeah, that too. But yeah, definitely that conflict for the next two episodes is going to come to fruition, I believe.
Yeah. Are we excited about that conflict coming to fruition?
No, because I don't think it's going to lead anywhere. It's kind of very base level. Like, you're hiding stuff from me.
Love,
and it's like
love interest eventually finds out the truth. It's gone through that.
And then she's going to die at some point. I don't know. Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah, it's definitely a love. Like, it's one of those, like, love interests I really want to buy into because I think it's interesting. I think, like, from a psychology, like, standpoint, I think it'd be really fun for a therapist to just pick Matt and, like, have this, like, back and forth and actually push Matt to be a healthy person. I think there's a lot of potential there, and I think there's a lot of potential in that storyline. I just don't think we're getting really in-depth with it. I feel like it's just kind of, it's a superhero show, we're going to do superhero stuff, and yeah, that's about it.
It reminds me very much of, like, which Batman movie is that? Is that the one with, what's his name? The last guy where he's dating. Yeah, where he's dating the therapist chick or whatever.
Oh. The doctor lady. Are you talking about like when we did our state of review for like the 90s Batman shows?
Yeah, I'm talking about the old movies. I can't remember which one it was.
Not Vicky Vale, but the one for Val Kilmer.
Yep, that one.
Yes.
Is that the one with the Riddler?
Yes.
Yep, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, and the lady's just, like, very, like, into the idea of Batman and just is, like, really, like, she has, like, the sexual, like, ooh, does this turn into Heather just being really into the idea of
vigilantes?
I mean, she hated the idea before about mask and people hiding behind masks, but, I mean, that would be a turn.
Yeah, that's just what the storyline reminds me of. Especially if it doesn't actually, like, go anywhere, kind of like in that movie. Just, like, a kind of interesting thing that falls off, but then... But we'll see.
Also, she really, like, the whole, like, questioning in the shower, I'm surprised at the move of, like, oh, I'm just going to have sex with you in this moment. I'm surprised that worked. I feel like for, like, most therapists, like, I don't know. Like, she just seems like a character to be like, oh, fuck this. I know what the fuck you're doing. Or maybe it's just like, I'll enjoy it now, and then I'll question him after that.
Yeah, it does question, yeah.
I just, for me, it's just like, I don't know, it just seemed like her character would just call him out. So
it would have been more interesting if she did.
It surely would have been a more interestingly more, you know, dynamic of a scene if it was, you know, written with a little bit more complexity.
Yep.
Not to tire upon the writing. All right. Do we buy the convenient we know who Muse is targeting bit or no?
I mean, I was even the way that Daredevil found out that it was Heather was a little convenient.
Like, he touched the face. Of all, just
I mean, of all, like, the characters to be, you know, like, the blind guy is gonna figure out from the art. Like, this should be, like, a weakness of his, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, in a weird way, it should be, like, but it just, like, didn't matter at all. He can just feel the...
Dude, he's a Viltrumite. He knows exactly where he needs to be at all times.
And he knew that he needed to bust through that window in the middle of the day.
That one is
a little... danger.
That one's at least a little bit more believable. Because, he at least has the hearing. Like, he could, like, arrive in the moment and then heard the screams and the scuffling. Like, that... Because that was my first thought, too. Is like, did you just bust through a fucking window without, like, even knowing what was happening? But I'm like, wait, no, he has super hearing. That would actually make sense. It's very Daredevil of him. It's just the idea of, like...
that one.
Yeah. But yeah, just he feels the face like, oh, this reminds me of my girlfriend. And just immediately runs off like, I gotta go save her. And then he's just like in the right moment. Like,
his timing is impeccable.
It's very, you know, Viltrumite.
Viltrumite.
I was gonna do the whole dun, 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 but that doesn't work. You need like a Viltrumite, you know,
you intro need a card. Soundboard. Yeah, you just need a soundboard that you can hit during the podcast.
That's fair. I do this hand right here, just soundboard.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have one on your computer just for the common things. The Invincible theme would definitely be one.
Dude, yeah, it would have its own button all the time.
Yep.
Okay.
And as far as the cops go, figuring it out right away, it's also, like, it all happened so fast. Like, at least it felt like it was so fast, considering the fact that, like, apparently he went right after Heather.
Yeah, like, that too.
Supposedly. Like, you're telling me they had time to figure out what kind of canvas that was and then track it down and find all of the other people that purchased that canvas.
Like, yeah.
A little suspension of disbelief.
And just then, like, rushed. Ruled out, like, the other 11, so, like, it has to be this one person. Yep. Oh, we must go save her now because, like, they didn't even, like, I don't, did they even know that she had an appointment? With him?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Or did they just rush? Like did Daredevil just rush to her in the moment? Or did the police just rush to him? And what if they were Daredevil?
Yeah, I guess maybe Daredevil called him.
Oh, and,
like, sent him there as soon as he figured it out that he was there. I guess that's what I was thinking.
Okay,
just like as a backup, fail safe, make sure he doesn't get away. You know, emergency services there already.
Did that happen, or is this like in your head canon?
I don't remember if it did or if it was in my head.
I
had to watch it again.
You know what would have been a lot more interesting is like this whole thing happened but they were just like an hour late and she's dead. But like, I mean, like, that would have been like fucking spectacular, you know? Like,
yeah. That would my jaw would have been dropped. Then it would have been like a Dexter style.
Yeah,
he finds his wife in the bathtub afterwards, like it was too late.
And like, just like the whole idea of like, hey, your love interest is dead and look, there's the guy that killed him, just like Foggy, what are you gonna do, you know? But of course we're not gonna have that.
No, it'd be interesting.
Well, yeah, it would be good writing. sorry guys, I just it's not great, okay?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't felt. I mean, it's been mostly entertaining.
Yeah, I agree. I have a comparison at the end of like what I think the show reminds me of, and I think you'll like the comparison.
Okay.
All right. Heather kills Muse. Wait, no, hold on. Did we already ask the question of was Muse an effective villain?
No.
Okay, that's where we're at. Was Muse an effective villain for this show, for this episode?
You know, the other thing, as soon as they showed that kid walk into her office, immediately I said, oh, that's Muse.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, okay.
Hey, I remember that guy who randomly just, you know, came up. Oh, he's relevant again? Mm. Why would he be relevant? Oh, wait.
It is Muse.
It's Muse.
And no, I don't think they did. I haven't read the comics, obviously, but I don't think they did the character justice at all. I kind of just turned him into like
a villain of the
really
weeks.
Generic, a really generic serial killer. You know, with the classic surprise. Oh, I have Taekwondo training and know how to fight.
Oh, we did forget one part that happened. Cherry did yell at Matt for ruining his life. There was that generic plot beat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where he's like turning on him, and his law firm is going crazy because he decides to be Daredevil again.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, even though we don't know why, because he just missed something.
Yeah, she was worried because they were talking privately all the time.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Oh, something's going on." Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic drama for drama's sake.
That comes to back to my comparison. Actually, I'm just going to just say my comparison now. I was going to wait for it, but the whole idea of, like, was Muse an effective villain? I have, like, the way they treated Muse is what reminds me of these type of shows. This Daredevil Born Again reminds me of the Arrowverse shows, but if, like, what if we just took all the filler out and you just watched the important episodes? Like, that's what this show reminds me of. It reminds me of, like, the Arrowverse with a budget.
Yep. It does. It feels much more like that than, like, the Netflix show, which felt more like a saga almost.
Yeah.
Like a long story that was constantly, like, building on itself. Not that I hate, like, some of these episode of the week, you know, like, villain of the week type stories. I think they can be really interesting and a lot of fun and do different things with them and stuff
the
like that.
The bank episode was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite episode this season so far.
First one for me.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I mean, besides the first one. But, yeah.
I feel that. That's what this reminded me of. It was like, Muse just felt like one of those Arrowverse villains that we got excited for. Watered down, just... We got the costume, we got the look, we got kind of the personality, but then they die, and it's like, well, you could have done a lot more with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't care, and it's, like, disappointing, because, like, I want to care more about this character, I want to care more about the show, but the writing is kind of lacking. I don't mind the villain of the week or the episode, you know, each episode is different. I don't mind this level of storytelling, and I don't even mind that the writing is simple, but I just feel like they could be doing more. It just feels like it feels like I'm watching a generic comic book.
Yep.
Like that's what it feels like.
Like they're just hitting the beats. Yeah, just hitting the beats. Yep. I still don't know what we're building up to for the season. I'm worried it's just going to be, like, at this point, it's going to be, like, a really lackluster thing, and they're really banking on season two to, like, actually be where the...
The finale is supposed to make it a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to... I don't even... Well, let's save that thought, because I'm going to do a whole new segment. How can we save the show?
Or okay.
Something like that. We'll come up with a name, or not. We'll see. Heather kills Muse. What effect will this have, if any?
I mean, it kind of took away the choice from Daredevil again. You know, as far as like what action to take and punishing or whatever, you know, locking him up. I don't know. I feel like didn't Karen kill somebody or something like that in Punisher or Daredevil, I feel like, and we kind of went
she
through.
She killed the, not Weasley, Owsley?
Wesley?
Wesley, yeah.
Yeah, she killed him. And we kind of went through that a little bit, and I kind of imagine it'll probably be similar to that, if anything. You know, a little PTSD.
Well, it seems like Matt was just like, oh, you had no choice. Like, it seems like he was simping to the girl, or to Heather, and I'm like, I feel like you should be more bothered by this.
Yeah.
Because, like, she didn't have to kill him.
He does kind of go against, yeah, he was, yeah, like, winning at that point.
Mm. Or maybe he's okay with it, and maybe he flirts with the idea of, like, killing more. Very, you know, Invincibles type story. It just, to me, it's just like, you should be more upset about this.
Affected, at least.
Yeah.
Because, like, when Elektra was killing people, like, destroying him, he couldn't handle it. Like, when she killed the assassin and stuff that came for him.
Yeah, Elektra.
Like a big deal. Isn't that what I said?
You said Elektra.
Maybe.
Run it back. Run back the tape.
Maybe.
Replay. Instant replay. Elektra.
I'll give you one. I'll give you one.
I was just like, is he referring to a comic book that I haven't read?
Is there... You knew exactly what
I'm like,
what
New
I
York
was
villain,
about.
It works. And then I'm like, wait, no, Elektra.
Yeah, you knew exactly.
Elektra, Elektro, they're like kind of the same thing. They're both females now in the comics. I mean,
interesting.
They're literally one letter away.
Yep.
One has size and one has electric bolts. You know, practically the same.
Same character. That's what I always say in that.
I mean, if it was in this show, they might as well be. I don't know. All right. Is Vanessa betraying Fisk, or is Vanessa playing the game with him?
I don't know. I think it'd be more interesting if she actually was betraying him.
I think so.
That would be more interesting. But I'm worried that it's just going to be like, oh, he knew.
Yeah.
That he was coming, and dude was prepared for it. That's why he was so ready.
And initially, I was kind of like, bothered. Oh, they're betraying. She's betraying him. But I'm like, wait, that feels like a red herring because it doesn't make sense. Like, why would she send him after Fisk, and why would Fisk know? And I'm like, the only thing that makes sense is they're still working together, and they're like, hey, Luca's not backing off. Just tell him where I'm at alone. And but also, that's really dumb on Luca.
Yeah,
like if someone's truly alone by themselves. And you're the mayor, or like just the fact that you're, you know, Wilson Fisk. Wouldn't you be a little bit suspicious if you just walk into a restaurant, no one's in it, but it's unlocked, and it's just him with his back against?
Back to the door. Yeah, and he wasn't even like sneaky about it when he came in. He threw the door open, let it slam shut behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
very
gullible,
very convenient. Really,
yeah.
You know, yeah. A lot of conveniences.
Would have been more interesting if he shot Fisk.
It would be. I don't know how many times you can get shot in the face, though, and, like, live. That already happened once in Hawkeye.
Yeah.
He got shot in the eye. And is perfectly fine.
Hmm. Even his eyeball?
I don't know if it was in his eye. He got shot in the face. That's all I know. And he's perfectly fine. I don't know. He has Donald Trump healing. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Like, the classic. Parallels are very, like, there.
Yeah. Just good old Wilson Fisk.
Get shot in the face, and there's not a scratch on him.
Hmm.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Like, there's just a lot of parallels.
Hmm.
And that's one of them. Both got shot in the face, and both of them don't have a scratch. Just heal up perfectly fine.
Hmm.
Oh, my next question. What the fuck is with, like, Vanessa and Fisk?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's like Vanessa takes over his crime business. He was gone. She has, like, this resentment towards him. They were, like, this, like, impenetrable, lovable couple that, like, they were very strong, very tight in the first three seasons of Daredevil. But now they're just very aloof and adrift. And their storyline is... Do you think this would be a very, like... satisfying storyline, them having like a riff, and like I feel like I'd be a lot more interested in it. I'm just, you're not, I'm not, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on with them?
Yeah, I just, yeah, I don't care that much.
I don't either. But now I'm like, oh, Vanessa sent Luca. It's like, oh, I still
Yeah,
don't
if she
care
was
that
at,
much.
yeah, if it was like an actual betrayal, then that would lead to like something to put Fisk over the edge or something like that. Like that could be kind of interesting. But like I said, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like a red herring.
It does. I don't even know if she did betray him if I would be that interested. It's just, there's not much there. And I don't know if
Yeah,
it's
I
the
think.
acting, it's definitely the writing.
Yeah, I think the way it could be interesting would be like if he ends up. I'm thinking about like the Thomas Jane Punisher movie. He ends up like throwing her on train tracks and then goes completely crazy because he kills the one person he loves.
Yeah. I don't trust this show will get there, but yeah.
No, I don't think so. But like that could be interesting.
So Daniel Blake, he's threatening BB with the carrot and the stick. Are we getting to a point where the story is heading to Daniel Blake just he's either going to attempt to murder BB, or there's going to be a scenario where like he's either tries to murder her or does? So I feel like this is where this is heading.
I mean, it'd be kind of messed up for them to kill off her too by Fisk's like errand boy, basically.
Yeah.
Ben, her uncle or whatever, with his own hands. And then to kill her too. I don't know if that'd be satisfying.
Don't know if it'd be satisfying, but they do love the repeat storylines, so.
They do. That's true. We have noticed that.
I don't know where the story is. Like, I'm pretty sure this is where the story is heading, especially after the last one. I'm surprised that he did the threatening thing because they have this like, this relationship that's kind of flirtatious. That's kind of like they're pals, but like then they use each other professionally. I was kind of intrigued by this relationship, but I feel like we haven't really got a whole lot, and it just seems very. Like the fact that he threatened her just feels surface level. And like I don't mind that he did it as a character. And I'm intrigued if like if he becomes like a mini kingpin of sorts. But I'm not sure where this I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's going to be satisfactory. I'm not like super excited about it. All right, AVTF, the agency that has a really confusing acronym, but the agency, the task force,
Oh, is that
or
what his and
anti-vigilante
vigilante?
task
Okay,
force,
I was so confused what you were talking about.
anti-vigilante task force, AVTF.
Okay, gotcha. I'm on board now.
We can we can talk about this, and this can lead to our segment of like what we think is going to be next. We expect them to hunt Daredevil, right? And probably by proxy Punisher if he's coming back.
I hope so. I think he could breathe a little life into these last two episodes.
Well, it's
But yeah, I think that's the direction we're going now. Because I mean, especially if Muse is done and dealt with, at least for now, then I guess that's all that's really left. There's really,
okay.
I mean, in Bullseye, but he hasn't been a factor.
Do you want to talk about what we think is going to happen, or do you want to do the whole this is how we make it a masterpiece?
Up to you. How do you want to take it? I mean, you do both.
We could do both. Okay, this is what I think is probably what's going to happen. I think the AVTF, such a bad acronym. They really did not try with that.
Yeah,
Which, I mean,
doesn't roll off the tongue.
government. I feel like it's a very government acronym, the AVTF, and then people are just going to start using it and be like, what the fuck is AVTF? Like, you don't know what that
The
means?
Avd
I expect them to start hunting down Daredevil. I expect Kingpin to, make this public outcry of like, oh, Daredevil, he's bad. They probably set up Daredevil somehow, or someone dies and Punisher's blame for it. And then somehow Daredevil's to blame for it. I assume Punisher's coming back, but there is literally no thing that states, like, oh, yeah, Punisher's
That's
coming
set up,
back.
yeah.
But I don't think the show really does set up anyway. So I don't think it matters. He already showed up, so he's probably showing up again. At some point, I still think Bullseye shows up.
You know, at first when Luca got shot coming in there, I thought Bullseye was going to be the one that walked out of the
That would have been
shadows.
a lot better, and too.
Yep, I thought that he was going to show that he had him like as his personal bodyguard or something now.
That would have been amazing. That would have been
Yep.
perfect. I would have been a lot more hyped for the show if Bullseye was the person who killed Luca. And then him be like,
I
welcome
agree.
to the AVTF.
Yep. That would have been interesting.
I like, okay, I'm going to say it. If you want to make this a masterpiece, throw in Bullseye. Throw him into the AVTF. Have him hunt down Daredevil. Have him hunt down Punisher. Have him hunt down Spider-Man. Spider-Man somehow shows up.
Yeah, that
Have
would be.
other characters, have other people like in New York City being tormented by this
Right.
group. And then have a showdown that is Daredevil, Bullseye. Have Heather Glenn get killed in the middle of all this. Have them very primal. Have Daredevil trying to kill Bullseye or Punisher trying to kill Bullseye. And then you just have this bloodbath of an episode. Maybe not make it just a straight up battle. Have it being this progressive battle scene throughout the city. Have Bullseye straight up just murder like people for the fun of it, and have it be like the finale. I don't
Yep.
know if that's what they're gonna do, but that's how this could be a masterpiece, is you have a masterpiece finale.
I agree. Something
Punisher
that
versus
blows
Bullseye.
you out of the water. Yep.
And I think like you
That's what I want.
I think Bullseye has to come back. I think that's the
Yeah.
only way this show's good.
That's the only like villain that would be interesting for him to fight at this point. Like Muse was such a letdown.
Yeah, and I don't know if Muse was ever going to be that physical person, which is why he's so disappointing, 'cause like he could have been really exciting from a serial killer like art standpoint. Like he
So,
could have literally made art that like protests Daredevil or protests Fisk.
yeah, he did a little of the Fisk, but yeah, it could have been. I think they could have explored it a lot more. So this will be my point where I'm gonna injecture and say what I know about Muse from
Perfect.
the comics.
Yep.
So apparently in the comics, Muse is actually an inhuman, so he's
Okay.
not just a
Yep.
human, and he's got like some sort of synesthesia powers that like have. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but he does have like kind of a power. And the more interesting thing I read about him was I don't know the exact details, but he does like die in the comics, but from like being in hell, he like has a storyline where he's like affecting things on Earth and trying to like ruin Daredevil's life or something like that, like from hell. So that could be. So he has like in the comics or whatever, he did like die and like a storyline came out of that.
So
So,
what you're saying is that we're getting Mephisto.
yes, Mephisto confirmed in Daredevil season two.
Will say the funnest thing about being a podcaster and like reviewing MCU shows is just assuming that Mephisto is going to come up at some point.
Yeah, it always leads back to Mephisto.
It's
Everything leads to
Mephisto.
Mephisto.
First show, WandaVision, Mephisto. Falcon Winter Soldier, like Mephisto.
Obviously, obviously, Mephisto.
Agatha all along is
All
the other one that's like, oh,
right,
Mephisto's
yeah.
coming. Fucking didn't
Yep.
even show up in that show.
Yeah.
I was surprised
That
by
would have been the
that.
one. I feel like there was like a stained glass window or something like that that had like a visage of a devil on
They
it, like
said his
Mephisto.
name.
Yeah. But
Like,
that was as much as
are
we
you an
got.
agent of Mephisto? Like, that was like a lyric or the an actual line of dialogue in that show.
Yep.
But I'm like, all right, you're teasing it. Eventually, it will happen. Maybe brand new day Spider-Man.
I would love for them to start exploring like the like hell realms and like the nightmare realms and stuff like that, as opposed to just like the multiverse over and over again. Like there's so much more stuff going on, like just on Earth or in their own universe. You don't need so much multiverse.
Well, let's venture off a little bit,
Yep.
and then we'll get into rankings. So they did reveal potentially what the new Spider-Man's going to be called, and it's going to be called,
Brand New Day.
yeah, Brand New Day. And guess what?
Yep.
That's the storyline of like what happens after Spider-Man makes a deal with guess who?
Mephisto, I remember the story.
Mephisto! Confirmed, he's coming.
He's coming. Season 2 of Daredevil and the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, he's coming. Just like how he was in Agatha. All along.
Yep. And Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
Vincent D'Onofrio was actually talking recently, and this is like a little bit of news. News quickie, I guess. He was talking about how he isn't allowed, or it's very difficult for Kingpin to be in a movie. I don't know why. I can't imagine why, but something to do with the rights, where he can show up in all the television shows, but he can't show up in a movie.
Weird.
So he's probably not showing up in Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Oh, that's really disappointing.
A little bit, because I think like Spider-Man versus this Kingpin would be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I want those like to, you know, to cross paths. There's also the whole thing of like, I don't think Spider-Man can show up in a TV show because of the rights deal. So you probably have like this mix, and I'm like, Spider-Man versus Kingpin, make it fucking happen. Like, just...
Yeah, come on, guys. Just work it out and make it happen. I mean, I grew up on the 90s animated show.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 90s animated show, Kingpin is the be-all, end-all, like, villain of that show.
It is. He is.
So in my mind, I always associate Kingpin as, like, Spider-Man's archenemy.
I just want to...
never gotten that.
I want a Daredevil-Spider-Man team-up to beat down Wilson Fisk in, like, a multitude of, like, enemies between Bullseye and, like, a bunch of Spider-Man villains.
Mm-hmm. That would be so awesome.
And so, like, the news was very disappointing. I was like, I want Kingpin in a movie.
Right.
I want him in the Spider-Man movie, Brand New Day. But I guess I'll settle for Mephisto. I'd be so fucking Mephisto. I'm going to be so disappointed.
They still don't do it. Yeah. Like, so many avenues are opened up. Because, like, you get, like, once you open up, like, the Hell Realms and stuff, then you get, like, the deeper lore with the Hulk and stuff. And you get into the really cool stuff, the Green Door, and, yeah.
Okay, actually, this should be a bet.
Okay.
Where the fuck is Mephisto actually going to show up?
Never.
That has to be a bet somewhere. Like, is it going to be Daredevil?
The devil? What if they just don't want to do the devil?
Well, this is Disney.
Yeah, and they just don't want like an actual portrayal of the devil.
They're
just gonna dance around it.
They fucking did Hades in the '90s.
Yeah, that was the '90s.
Did they?
Hades isn't the devil. Hades is
Mephisto's
not
the devil either.
Greek god. I mean, he's basically the devil.
So is Hades.
Yeah, but there's Greek mythology with that.
I don't know.
I don't think that's what it is, but. I mean, it would be sick if he showed up in Spider-Man. Like, if we got, like, that story.
It makes sense. Brand New Day, he has to make a deal with the devil to get MJ back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so Spider-Man Brand New Day. I'm going to throw in Daredevil for shits and giggles.
Season 2.
Thunderbolt, maybe, probably not. Doomsday, maybe.
Maybe, like, a cameo.
Well, I mean, Doctor Doom, Mephisto.
Yeah, I guess they do, but I mean, how deep are we actually going to get into Doctor Doom's lore when in this show when there's million?
If it's this show, not at all.
No, yeah, in this show, not at all. But in Doomsday, especially if they're like doing the Robert Downey Jr. Doctor Doom and having a million different characters in it, I feel like we're not going to get near as deep Doom as we'd like right away. Maybe eventually.
I don't know. This might be the Thanos Infinity War backstory that we get with Doom. This might be just a Doom movie. I mean, it's Robert Downey Jr. He's probably going to be.
I mean, I'd be down for that, especially if they did tap on that mystical side of things.
So
that'd be really interesting.
Doomsday, Brand New Day, Secret Wars, potentially. He might just never show up. The sequel to Agatha All Along.
Is that a confirmed thing?
No, but it's probably happening.
We didn't get another WandaVision. We're not getting another Agatha All Along.
No, I'm not saying we're not. I'm just saying we're getting a sequel to it. Just like Agatha All Along was.
Okay, like was like kind of like a pseudo sequel to.
Yeah, you know.
So you think it'll be like a Wiccan and something show?
Wiccan and Agatha All Along?
Yeah.
Wiccan All Along?
What is the other guy's name? Speed?
Is it Speed? No.
It's something like that. Wiccan and...
Let's just call him Tommy.
Like,
I think it is Speed.
Tommy. Is it Speed? Something like that.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh
something
yeah, he has to look for Tommy. I think we're gonna
yeah.
get like a you know, more or less we're
Another
gonna get
part.
the third season of like that storyline, but it's not gonna be the
I'd be
same.
really into it if we got Wanda back for it.
I'd be really into it if we had Mephisto.
That too.
I want to know. Like, that's got to be a bet
Well,
somewhere.
let's post it up now. It's out there.
It's a bet. All right.
Getting a little sidetracked on our Daredevil season.
Start talking Mephisto. Start that rumor. He's coming up, right?
The finale of Daredevil, that's why it's a
Are
masterpiece,
they
because
going to
Mephisto
talk about
comes.
the fucking Punisher cops? Like, when does that come? Like, Punisher has to come back for that reason, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, just assembling them into a task force and stuff, like randomly. Like, are they all the people that he assembled, are they all have like the Punisher tattoos, or is it just some of them, or
I don't
I
know.
don't know.
That you think that's a storyline that we're gonna solve, maybe?
If you would ask me a few episodes ago, I would have said yeah, but now there's only two episodes left, and the way things have gone so far, I don't know how much of anything we're going to get solved.
Well, all I know is it's going to be a masterpiece.
It is going to be a masterpiece.
Somehow, some way, shape, and form, it will be a masterpiece. I don't even think I could write a masterpiece. Because at
Ending
some.
to this.
Well, even if it had, let's say like the ending is a 5+, right? The next two episodes are just like five pluses of an episode. And this is where we'll segue into our own ratings. I don't know if that fixes the rest of the season. Like, I think at best I can give it a 4.
Don't know how you pull it all together. It's not like there's going to be some like Saw style reveal at the end with the music where it's like, oh, all of this, it all makes sense now. Everything mattered.
Well, like Penguin, I think of like Penguin, where like they had an ending that literally made the whole show a lot better, and it was a simple ending, but it just kind of made you think of like, oh fuck, like it pulled it all together thematically. But there was a lot more nuance in the writing, whereas this show doesn't have a whole lot of nuance. So I'm like, even if you pull in all the basic storylines that they have, and I'm like, nothing's gonna feel that satisfying because he didn't really set up a whole lot of interesting things. So really, if it's gonna be that great of a finale, it's gonna be a very action-packed episode, which probably means Bullseye and Punisher come back.
Yeah, I think that's really the only thing that can
Unless
kind of
Hawkeye comes
semi-save
back.
it. I don't want Hawkeye, though. I mean, I didn't watch the Hawkeye show, so I guess
Maybe
I
Kate
gotta have
Bishop?
that attachment. Yeah.
Miss Marvel shows up?
I feel like that would almost like be the worst case scenario, is they just shoo in a bunch of random MCU characters in the last episode all of a sudden, and it's just like a Defenders redo where it's just like awkward, like no actual like character development between them or
If that
real interactions or
happens,
anything.
all
That'd
I'm
be
gonna say is Finn Jones must come back as Iron Fist if they're going that route. Just put the cherry on the top of awful Defenders.
If they actually brought back some of the old Defenders, I'd be there for that. Like, we saw
Jessica
them, like Jessica
Jones,
Jones or
Mike
Luke
Coulter,
Cage.
yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Like, that'd be interesting, and it would make a little sense. Even Iron Fist, I don't think that would be the one they would pick. I wouldn't be against that.
Would you do if that was that that's who they
That was the
picked?
big reveal. That
Yeah.
was the big thing. I'd be disappointed.
Like, just what if they
Like, Iron
tease
Fist is a cool
Punish
character.
they tease Punisher and they're like, all right, here's Finn Jones's Iron Fist. You're like,
Yeah, I mean, Iron Fist is a really interesting character and could be really cool,
he
but
was
that is
decent in
not
season
the Iron
two.
Fist. Yeah, that is not the Iron
Iron
Fist I
Fist
want.
season two was actually pretty decent. Finn Jones was a little bit better, and like the Heroes for Hire piece between Luke Cage and Iron Fist was actually the best part of that show in season two. But yeah, Finn
Because
Jones.
he's supposed to be like, what, like the second best hand-to-hand fighter in the world? Like on Earth kind of thing.
Who's the first? Shang-Chi?
Yeah, from my understanding.
No, I think isn't Iron Fist better than Shang-Chi?
Maybe because he's got the fist that might
Yeah.
give him the
Oh.
edge. But in just like a straight-up martial fight, like hand-to-hand, I think Shang-Chi beats him.
Has he? Well, I mean, Finn Jones, Iron Fist, yeah, because he's gonna
Yeah,
complain the
well,
entire time.
yeah. But I think that was one of the problems with the Iron Fist shows, that he relied on the fist way too much
It
when
wasn't
he's
that
supposed to
good.
be like, yeah, and he's
It's just
supposed to
like.
be just like, punch.
Yeah. Victory.
Yeah. Where he's supposed to be like this actual like master of all martial arts. Like he should be able to take out Daredevil, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, really. I think, yeah, you think Iron Fist, without that came to hand, would be... Yeah, all right.
That's his character. But all right, we're getting sidetracked again.
Ratings. What did you give this episode?
I mean, the fight, I'll say this. The fight in the office was a good fight. Especially, I appreciated that it was like in the daylight. You could actually see what was happening. That made it more interesting to me. Hey, that helped the episode a little bit.
Something positive to say. It was a really cool fight scene.
Yeah. Especially when he shoots the baton
through. Yeah, that was dope.
I mean, it'd be hard to give it, I mean, more than maybe like three, like almost up to like a 3+. It was entertaining.
Wow, that's exactly the rating I put. I put 3-3+.
Yeah, just barely up to a 3+. Like, I don't know if I can give it a 3+, but... It had moments, and like, and it's like just an episode. Like if we were looking at this as like an episodic, you know, like classic cartoon we used to watch, then it would have been a decent episode.
This is a decent episode of Arrow.
Yeah, but when you pull it together, like I think Muse was the thing I was like most excited about this season besides the Punisher, and we've had like no Punisher, and Muse was extremely disappointing.
Yeah, just very generic. Villain of the week.
Extremely generic. Like, I feel like he could have been so much more interesting, especially with, like, the opposite. Like, they didn't play with, like, that dynamic at all of, like, Daredevil being blind and him being, like, an artist.
You felt like Vertigo and Green Arrow, where it's like, this guy should have been a lot bigger of a villain. You had him in for two episodes.
Wandered him down to his bear, you know.
Yeah, and then killed him off.
Yep.
So, all right. MVC, I have one, and it's not Daredevil.
So the only other person that I guess before I was thinking about, what like Heather?
Yeah, that's who I'm putting.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's because I'm so bored of giving Daredevil, but I don't know if Daredevil really did that great of a job. Heather killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, she held her own.
He got there in time. He used his Viltrumite skills to get there in time. And
just... in the nick of the knew exactly where to go, knew to jump through a window. I love how it was just like he just jumps through a window. It's just like
in the middle. Yeah, it doesn't feel very Daredevil, but I appreciate the brashness of it. I guess it shows a little urgency.
Yeah, that too. And then MVP, I put Muse. I had four listed because I'm like Daniel Blake. He deserves a mention. Fisk. I put Vanessa, too, because I'm like, she's technically was a bigger villain than Fisk this week. And Muse got it by default, more or less.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say another thing, just like with Daredevil and Charlie Cox, is that D'Onofrio, I mean, he is Fisk still.
Yeah, he is.
Like, given what he's got, he's done very well. And there are moments when he's, like, monologuing or has stuff where he's like, okay, yep, this is the guy. But then it gets into these really, you know, like, drawn-out things and, like, the strife and stuff, and, like, that doesn't feel like Kingpin to me.
You have a lot of good actors in this show. At least you have, like, the two main characters are really good. You have the right actors. You have, the characters look pretty good.
They have the skills.
It's just the writing of the show is very generic, and it's if it wasn't for the fact that these two were really good at it, the show would be a 2.
Oh yeah, if it wasn't for Charlie Cox and D'Onofrio
and John Bernthal too, like he did really good
for the brief moment that he was in it. Yeah,
he was arguably the best monologue scene, or at least like the best like character. Mm-hmm. Like I would say John Bernthal, really good.
Here's an idea for the finale.
Oh, okay.
What if Fisk outs Daredevil? He knows who he is.
Oh.
What if he puts him on blast and then all of a sudden Charlie Cox or Matt Murdock is the one getting tracked down by the police?
I see where this can go. Because here's the thing. How do you get rid of, you know, people knowing your identity?
Doctor Strange.
Mephisto.
Mephisto. All roads lead to Mephisto.
Sorry, man.
That's
yeah. Because Brand New Day is the first thing I thought
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
No, that's good. But that would be good. That would be good.
That would be kind of interesting. I don't know how you go. How you put the genie it. Back in the bottle.
You don't. Well, Mephisto, but like.
Yeah, but you can't. Especially not after like the Spider-Man thing. They can't just rehash the same storyline.
Unless it's Mephisto.
But it would be interesting. Yeah.
That was like the only way you could get through it is you give the same like storyline that Spider-Man have to Daredevil. Because Daredevil, he's the devil. And that's where Mephisto. He can meet. That's where if he goes to hell, he meets Muse again.
Muse says, I'm going to keep fucking with you, even though I'm down here. And then he does.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how do you defeat an enemy that's in hell messing with you?
You die and then
go down to hell and kick his ass,
or you just die because he can't mess with you if you're dead. Yeah, you don't.
Yeah,
I don't think that's where they're going with this.
Yeah, well, that's where the comics went with it. Apparently, apparently it was interesting. That does seem kind of interesting. I don't know if the show would actually do that though. It doesn't. Aside from like the White Tiger thing, I mean, I would be okay with like getting into some of the more. I mean, they've tapped on it a little bit with like the hand and stuff like that, and like the more mystical side of things.
Well, one was well written.
And the White Tiger, yeah. I mean, it's apparently season two. Well, this season was all rewritten and reshot, but season two is still intact, apparently, from what they said for the most part.
Wasn't season one of the show supposed to be 18 episodes, and then they split it into two seasons?
Yeah, and then they reworked the first season, but they left the second season alone, apparently. That's what I've heard.
It doesn't give me faith.
Well, hang on, but we did say wasn't the bank episode was like the one episode that was like untouched, right? And that's been one of our favorite episodes so far.
That's fair.
So...
I miss the Netflix show.
I'm just trying to be optimistic, okay?
I'm usually optimistic. Daredevil's great. And yeah. this show's fine. It's like I think like if the Netflix series didn't come out and this show came out and this show came out when the Arrowverse did, I would be a lot more stoked for it. Mm. It's just that the Netflix show is just really well written. You have like really verse characters and then you bring in like elements from that show. But this show is just very it just more or less seems like an Arrowverse show that's, and you're skipping most of the filler episodes. Mm. And so it, like you get like this week to week to week thing and you get these characters like over a course of time, which is fine. It's just not well written. It's just a very generic story. And that's just where this show is just a generic story. And it has a very, I feel like it's capped at how good it can be. Like it's based on the action. The action is good. I'm excited.
Yep, that has kind of been where the best parts have come from so far.
So, I mean, I'm happy about where the action is. I'm happy that it's Charlie Cox's Daredevil. I'm happy that we have it. I'm happy for Vincent D'Onofrio's Fisk. I'm happy with how some of the shots look. I think this show has shown great moments. But from an overall story standpoint, it's just been lacking writing-wise. And bad writing kills everything.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Good writing makes shows.
Great writing you could have shit cinematography. You can have shit animation. You can have a lot of shit. But great writing will make it a good show.
Mm-hmm. Makes up for it.
But like,
that's kind of the most important part, arguably.
Yeah, I don't think anything else beats it. Like, well, maybe decent actors.
Yeah, but if you have really good writing, then shouldn't be that hard, right?
No.
It's natural. It's part of the thing.
So, yeah. I mean, that's all I got to say in Daredevil. Lasted a lot longer than I had a lot less to say. Mephisto.
Yeah, we got sidetracked a couple times.
He's coming.
Yep.
I would laugh so
That's
hard.
That's a finale prediction. That would be something. Like, what a turn.
Wait, what show did I already do this on where I was talking about an MCU show that I was very disappointed on and I kept joking Mephisto? I'm pretty sure I did this before.
Like it was Hawkeye or something?
No, Hawkeye came out before. I don't know. All right, we're going to end this right before an hour. Thank you, meme. All right, signing off, your host, Jake Sherbing, Daredevil, Born Again, Episode 7. Art for art's sakes. I am prolonging this for art's sakes. I am bad at outroing. Bye.